The question was asked, if one sees one's spouse or one's relative in a certain setting where one does not agree with their behavior, could be they snapped at a waiter, could be they were not nice to the cashier, do we say there also that the halacha defines our ethics? I would say yes, we say the halacha defines our ethic, and the halacha says that you don't always have to say anything. I mean, just because one's spouse or one's relative or one's friend did something wrong, that doesn't mean that the halacha expects of us to say something. Sometimes what the halacha expects of us is mind your own business. It could be they're not nice to the waiter, and you're going to be quiet. Even though what they're doing is wrong, that doesn't mean your job as a husband is to start arguing with them or destroy your own shalom bias because they're in the wrong.
But if you put the cashier in a spot, or let's say where the manager comes over and you feel that this person was in the right and your wife was in the wrong, and this could hurt this person, you might say something afterwards at home in a nice way at the right time, possibly, maybe not. But, you know, it's not like there are no repercussions if you say nothing.
So you have to... Okay, so then there are many details, right? It depends on the scenario, right?
There are people who just go to Rav and vote down the line. Matter of fact, there's a group that pays people not to vote at all, since that's what the Torah wants. So are we supposed to do that when it comes time to vote? Because there isn't a clear directive that the people who follow Torah only say this part.
Okay, so with regards to voting, I think that each person should consult with their local Orthodox rabbi what values they should have. You know, Rav Avram Shapiro said something which many Rabbanim say the same thing, and that is, look for the party that's going to help Am Yisrael keep the Torah the way they should in Eretz Yisrael. Keeping the Torah includes protecting human life, not giving up parts of Eretz Yisrael, ensuring there's a Jewish education. There are many aspects to keeping the Torah. Which party will help us move forward in observance of Torah? You might say sometimes in order to observe Torah, you have to live, and party X is the one that's going to ensure we're able to keep the Torah. Maybe.
In the Torah world, as we know, there are huge discrepancies.
I spoke to Rav Avram, and other people spoke to him. He didn't say vote the Zionistic party as opposed to Shas or Agoda. He didn't. He said the formula I'm saying. And Rabbi Feinstein used to say, every person should vote. This was in the voting in the United States. Every person should vote, and I don't tell people who to vote for. Every person should obviously calculate what he thinks the Torah wants him to vote.
But according to what you just learned here, a person who's relatively, you know, limited in background, this and that, as we have an obligation to ask, certainly put that in the mix.
Fine, but the question is, does the Rav always give you a straight answer, vote X? I think many Rabbanim won't. I've never told people vote for X or Y. I think that we have to factor in, what does the Torah want us to vote? People very often focus on one issue. And I think the Torah wants us to have a broader picture, and out of that we should vote. But again, I don't think any of my teachers said, down the line, vote X. I understand there are those who do say that, but that's not my tradition.